It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Elsa Chang. COVID-19 has taken a heavy toll on healthcare workers around the world. Amnesty International reports that Mexico has recorded the highest number of healthcare worker deaths from the coronavirus, 1,400. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports on how that country came to lead the world in this grim statistic.
It's a regular scene in the courtyard of the Siglo XXI Medical Complex in Mexico City. Dozens of the public hospital staff break into applause to encourage patients struggling with COVID and honor those who died. And there are many. Mexico now ranks fourth in the world in deaths from the virus. And of the nearly 700,000 infected, one in seven has worked at a hospital or clinic. Like Angel Gutierrez, a pediatric nurse at the Siglo XXI hospital. He first felt COVID symptoms back in July. I felt really bad. My whole body hurt. I had a terrible headache. And then I infected my wife and two girls, he says. As his 2 weeks of paid sick leave was running out, he was tested a second time, again positive. But 5 days later, he was ordered back on the job. I guess we can still infect others at that point, says Gutierrez. But he says by then his symptoms weren't that bad. 2 months later, though, he still has a cough. There are many reasons why so many health professionals in Mexico are getting sick and dying. Lack of quality protective equipment, long work weeks that extend exposure to high viral loads, and Mexico quickly hired tens of thousands of professionals to boost staffing. Critics say they haven't gotten proper training. Sofia Ramirez of the nonprofit Mexicans Against Corruption says in the early days of the pandemic, healthcare workers were dying at rates 5 times higher than in the U.S.
If we don't take care of our healthcare personnel, I'm not sure how they are going to take care of all of us.
The numbers have improved somewhat in recent weeks, but healthcare workers still account for nearly 16% of all infections in the country. This month, Dr. Carissa Etienne, head of the Pan American Health Organization, made an urgent plea.
Countries must ensure that health workers can do their job safely.
Carlos Eduardo Perez Palma, a radiologist, couldn't agree more. He says he spends at least $1,500 on protection equipment for himself, goggles, masks, face shields, every 3 months. He works at two of the biggest public hospitals in Mexico City. Perez also leads a group of healthcare workers fighting for workplace protections.
The authorities like to call us heroes, but in practice, they sure don't treat us like heroes.
Mexican authorities insist their COVID protocols are up to international standards, and they dispute that the country ranks first in the world for COVID deaths among healthcare workers. In a briefing, the government's lead epidemiologist, José Luis Alomía, said it's unfair to make this claim because, he asserted, not all countries report deaths among medical staff.
Enferman menos gravemente y fallecen.
Alomía said data show healthcare workers actually don't get as sick or die as frequently from COVID as the general population. But his data may be misleading because of Mexico's low rate of testing. Mexicans are generally tested only after they're hospitalized with serious symptoms, but healthcare workers are supposed to get tested as soon as they feel sick. Mexico's health ministry declined to respond to NPR's questions and interview requests. Dr. Uriel Guzman, a doctor in Mexico's public health system, was just 38 when he died.
El domingo comienza presentándome fiebre.
His wife, Fatima, says he fell ill on a Sunday in May. He spiked a fever. 4 days later, he was admitted to a hospital struggling to breathe.
Me entregan sus pertenencias.
The hospital administrator handed me his belongings at the door, and that was it. I never saw him again, she says. Fatima Candelas is now hard-pressed to support herself and her two small girls. She hasn't been able to get benefits. Her husband's death certificate stated that he died of atypical pneumonia, suspected COVID. He was never tested. A new law in the works would guarantee benefits to all healthcare workers who die during the pandemic of COVID-like symptoms, regardless of whether they were tested. Fatima Candelas supports the bill.
Que el día de mañana...
She says she's speaking out now because she doesn't want other widows to be in her same situation. And she wants the sacrifices her husband made for his patients to be remembered. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.